A clowder of cats has made the long trip south. The Ontario SPCA and Humane Society welcomed 36 northern cats at the Midland Animal Centre Monday as part of a rehoming partnership to bring these feline friends to areas of the province where there are families waiting to adopt. In many northern communities, there are more adoptable animals than there are families who can give them homes, Midland Animal Centre Community Development Coordinator Robin Elliott told Midland Today. This rehoming initiative will help ensure there is room to help other northern animals who need shelter and care. The cat transfer took place in partnership with the Second Chance Pet Network in Dryden to help make room for other animals at the Northern Ontario shelter. In many northern communities, there are more adoptable animals than there are families who can give them homes. Through this rehoming mission, these cats will find loving homes and the Second Chance Pet Network will have the capacity to assist more animals who need sheltering and care in the north, OSPCA transfer team lead Arista Wagenstall said. A lack of access to basic animal wellness services, such as veterinarians and spay-neuter services, has contributed to an increase in animal populations across northern Canada. The Ontario SPCA and its partners work alongside communities to deliver much-needed resources, such as food and mobile wellness services, and to manage animal populations through spay, neuter, and rehoming initiatives like this one. Second Chance Pet Network faces some unique issues in helping people and their animals, whether it be with medical care, people having to surrender animals or trying to find good homes for them, said Ann Owens, the organization's founder and director, who noted they're very grateful for the OSPCA's help. We also have a large problem with community, feral cats and newborn kittens. Once ready for adoption, the cats will be available at shelters in Midland, Barrie, Stouffville and Sudbury. Animals adopted through the shelters are spayed or neutered, vaccinated and microchipped. Each animal will be individually assessed, and they should be available for adoption within the coming days, Elliott said, noting the local shelter currently has 3 cats, 2 dogs, a bunny and 2 gerbils available for adoption. Click here to meet the animals currently looking for their forever homes.